All right, hi everybody, and welcome to lecture 47 in this ancient history program of History at Our House for the elementary class. I hope that not too many people had trouble getting connected. There might be some technical issues today, but anyway, we have some folks here, so we will proceed as best we can. And so what we are going to do today, as per the plan I presented earlier this week, is we are going to look at your writing work again. And we have a lesson here to work on that is, I think, a pretty demanding lesson. I think a pretty ambitious lesson. And it's not something that I want to rush too much. But it's a little bit of a tricky situation here in History at Our House, because if I were working on a project like this at school, I used to teach in a private school, I would recruit the assistance of the writing teacher, and I would have a whole kind of coordinated effort between the history teacher and the writing teacher, and maybe even the literature teacher. There might be a bunch of us working on this together, and we would have you guys working quite a bit of time, day after day, on the same project in class. And the reason why we would do that is because we'd want to watch over your progress and work together to help reinforce a certain lesson. And that's just not something we can do in History at Our House. So I have to try to devise a way to help you learn certain things and encourage you, more than anything, kind of encourage you to work on certain things outside of this class. And in that respect, it's your parents who are serving as the other teachers here. And we have to work as a team to help you gain some of this knowledge. And in particular, we have this, as I said, this ambitious goal of better understanding the rise of Athenian democracy. And you have already written a paragraph on that, and you did quite well as a first exercise. And that revealed to me what it is that you did understand and what it was that you were capable of doing in that first effort. But also, very importantly for me as a teacher, it revealed what you couldn't do. And it revealed what were the limits of what you understood how to do that particular assignment. And it occurred to me that we should focus on that and that we should learn from that experience. And so recently, well, unfortunately, we had this, not unfortunately for all of us, we all enjoyed our holidays, but right, we had this Christmas break, and therefore the rhythm of that work was interrupted. Now that we're back, though, I don't want to let go of this. It's too important. And so I want to continue having some writing classes. I don't know how many. It's hard for me to know in advance. I don't know how many, but we do need some. And then there's homework that needs to be assigned as well to go along with that, because we simply cannot do enough in a half an hour class. So we're going to do it. We're going to have a discussion today about your writing based on the one that we had before. And then I'm going to assign some homework as well. And we'll see, based on how well you do with that homework, then what the next step is. I have my expectations, but I also want to see what happens. And if it doesn't work out quite the way that I expect, well, then, of course, we'll have to make some adjustments. So let me go now. I'm going to share my screen with you guys. And just to recapture this context, this is the outline of the rise of Athenian democracy that we as a class produced. So that was step one of our effort, right? I mean, if going back even further than that, step one was just listening to the lectures and learning the story, right? And then reading the notes and thinking about it. And there were multiple steps before this. In fact, before outlining, there's always learning and thinking. So those were the first steps. But then we did the outline together, and we came up with this. And then based on this, you wrote your narrations. And, you know, we went through them. I collected them together here, and we talked about this one in particular, and there were a number of other ones, and you wrote those. And then we looked at those, and we said, hey, these are very interesting narrations, well-written and everything. But there are times when there are missing connections. There are things that are not being said in these stories, which need to be said in order to make them proper histories. And I identified two different kinds of connections. So let me see if you guys remember these, because they were great vocabulary words. Certainly very complicated terms, but you did so well in the discussion that last time that I'm quite confident you can work with these vocabulary words. So one of them was chronology. We discussed that in the writing of a story like this, you need to have a chronology, or you need to make chronological connections. Phew, all wonderful words. They're all related terms. What was that about? What are we talking about when you're telling a story, there has to be a chronology? Opal, go ahead.
What order it happened in, the chronological order of a story would be what happens, you know, something happens, what happens when. Something happens at a time, and then something else happens, and then something else happens.
Okay, right. The order in time that things happen. Right? So to give you an example here in this person's writing, which we discussed in class, the person said, in the beginning, Athens had a monarchy. So the phrase, in the beginning, establishes the chronology from the start, right? And then it says, monarchy is a government where one person rules. And then look at this word here, then. Look at this word, then. Then the Eupatrids made Athens into an aristocracy. That is a word that gives us chronology, because it says this happened after this. Okay, one thing happened, and then another thing happened, right? So when you're telling a story, you've got to be able to do that, right? The person who's trying to understand the story needs to know the order that things happened. So that's called chronology. Okay, then, however, there's more to it when you're telling a story. And the other thing that we talked about, which is more complicated, is another kind of connection between events. And it's a kind that must be understood when studying history. And that kind of that kind of connection is called causation. The other big term that we learned, all right? So what does that mean, causation? Go ahead and use related words if you want to, right? Because when we say chronology, we use the word chronological. What does the word causation have to do with? What is the idea of causation? Okay, Opal again.
Why something happens.
Oh, good. Yeah, why? In other words, one thing doesn't just follow another. What does the one thing do to the other, Opal? When you have causation, it's not just that one thing
happens. What does one thing do to the other?
Yeah, in other words, it's not just that one thing happens.
Something happens because something else happens.
Okay, good. So, it's not just one thing happens, then something else happens. It's one thing happens, and then something else happens because of the first thing. Aha! Okay, so that's called causation. When we understand, as Opal said, why things happened. Okay? So, for instance here, this writer has some interesting, he has a little bit of causation, he or she has some interesting causation in the narrative. The writer says, now that the commoners couldn't borrow money from the Eupatrids, they wanted more land. Okay. How is that causation? What is the one thing that causes the other, Patrick? Okay, I put Patrick on the spot because he wasn't quite paying attention, so I wanted to give him a chance to focus here. Because it's hard, right? It is hard. Okay, so everybody pay attention here because I'm going to try to help Patrick figure this one out, right? Okay, so I'm going to show you the second thing first here because that one is the effect, okay? They wanted more land. That's just a basic fact, right? Now, before that, we have the commoners couldn't borrow money. Now, does the fact that they wanted more land, does it just come after the fact that they couldn't borrow money? This is just one thing, they couldn't borrow money, and then they wanted more land? This is one thing comes after the other? What do we need there? They wanted more money. They wanted more land. We need a word. Something. Because. Oh, I gave it away. Darn. Sigourney, you're probably going to say that, right?
So they wanted more land to grow more food.
Yeah, okay. So they couldn't borrow money, so they wanted more land. Good. I was putting it the other way. They wanted more land because the commoners couldn't borrow money. Right? So that's what we're looking for in that, you know, that great phrase. I bet at some point you guys have done some of your writing work and have you guys ever had that lesson in writing that you shouldn't start a sentence with because? Maybe not yet, right? I remember that from my English classes when I was a kid. Don't start a sentence with because. Well, anyway, we need that word because. Patrick, go ahead.
Yeah, that was also my idea.
Okay, so, yeah, is another one that is similar to because, right? And so. Okay, good. So that's good to think about the words that say that one thing causes another. So, okay, I'm tired, so I'm gonna go to sleep. It's not just I'm tired. Oh, and then afterwards I go to sleep. They're not disconnected, right? Why do I sleep? Because I'm tired. All right. So let's do a little bit of a causation sentence along the same lines here. All right. Somebody give me a cause, a chain of events here. I'm going to tell you the end, and then you fill in what comes before. I'm going to say, I ate dinner. Okay. Now, give me something that leads to that through causation. Patrick?
I was hungry, so I ate dinner.
There you go. Exactly. Right. I ate dinner. Why did I eat dinner? Well, because I was hungry. Right? Okay, good. So that's causation. Simple examples of it. Okay, so now what we want to do is try to figure out how to make this that same kind of logic flow in our understanding of history. So, for instance, we have a pretty good example of that right here. When the commoners couldn't borrow money, well, now this is a little bit loose, this writing here that this person did. Doesn't quite say enough, right? They couldn't borrow money, so they couldn't have enough food. Okay, so that's one of the things. They couldn't borrow, so they didn't have enough. Therefore, they wanted more land. Okay, that's kind of the chain, the cause, right? They wanted more land because they couldn't borrow money and wouldn't have enough food. So this writer kind of has that there, right? Okay, now, but notice this person said something that's kind of interesting here and I want you guys to pay attention to it. Let's take this one as the first thought. Watch this. They wanted more land. And let's take this one as the second thought. Pisistratus became the Tyrannos. Okay? And look what happened. Look what the writer did. They wanted more land. So, what is the writer saying? That this happened, why? Opal?
Because they wanted more land.
Because they wanted more land, and he promised the commoners more land. Okay, good. All right, so now we have the because part. All right, so this is good. You guys are, this is showing the fact that you can pick that apart and see what it amounts to is a good sign, and therefore there's a good chance you're going to be able to do this assignment that I want you guys to do. Okay, so let's see here. Now I want to talk about one other kind of transition before I go on to the assignment, because I thought about it, and really there's three kinds of transitions between facts in a story. Okay, not just those two. So you've got two of them really, really good, really, really down here. But notice these sentences here. Okay, I'm going to show you guys that you guys can tell that there's another kind of transition. Okay, so look at these two sentences. In the beginning, Athens had a monarchy. Good. All right, first fact. Monarchy is a government where one person rules. Then the Eupatrids made Athens into an aristocracy. Okay, so let's just go ahead and hold it back to this particular set of thoughts. Okay? And we already know that this writer gave us the chronology. Patrick, which word here in this set of sentences gives us the chronology?
Then.
Okay, good. Okay, but notice here what this writer did, which is very good. And all of you guys do this. So this is very good, but we need to know what it is. See, you wrote, whoever this writer is, Athens had a monarchy. Then the Eupatrids made Athens into an aristocracy. Okay, good. But hey, wait a minute. What's all this? Is that chronology? Is that telling us the timing of things? No, because Patrick, as Patrick explained, that's the then part. Okay, wait a minute. Is that causation? Is that saying that one thing caused another? Sigourney, what do you think?
No.
It's not either one of those things, but doesn't it? It's a kind of fact. Okay, that's true. But what kind is it here in this when you're telling a story? Okay, so basically what you're doing is we've got a bare fact, which is part of our story. Athens had a monarchy. That's a history fact, right? And then the next history fact is the Eupatrid made Athens into an aristocracy. That's another basic history fact. Okay, and we need to tell a story. But along the way, for instance, if we introduce a word like this that's kind of complicated, we have to explain it. That's part of telling a story. That also is a kind of connection and a transition, because you're not just giving the bare bones, right? You're not just giving Athens had a monarchy, Eupatrids made it into an aristocracy, Solon ended debt slavery, the commoners chose Pisistratus, right? That's just the facts. But in the meantime, in between, you've got stuff that fills it in and turns it into a story. And when you tell a story, you do a lot of different things. One of the things you do is you make the chronology. You make sure that the person understands the order of events. Another thing that you do when you tell a story is you show the causes of things. But then there's a third thing that you do. And basically, there's a couple different ways to say what the third thing is. In one way, the third thing is just all the rest, right? All the other things that you gotta do. All right, so, but that's kind of a loose idea, right? What's the, all the other things that you gotta do to tell a story, right? And not just the chronology, but also the causes, not just the causes, but the other stuff. which includes, for instance, explaining a word that you use. Okay? So there's different kinds of things that you do that way. All right? So let's give that a name. Right? Now, if we're only talking about explaining words, then we would call that explanation. Okay? That's part of it. Okay, but we want a term that's going to give us the idea, all the other stuff you do to connect things in a story. Okay, so what is that called? Well, there's a couple different good words for it. And so one of them is storytelling. Okay, when you tell a story, you take facts and... What would you say that you do with the facts? What are different ways of explaining that? Use different words for me. What are your own words for that? For what you do with the facts? That's a tough question, I can tell. Okay. Santa Monarchy. Alright, well, I already gave you one word for it, so let's focus on that. Let me see if I can help you with that particular word. The idea that we're looking for here is called storytelling. Okay? What are the different things that you do when you are storytelling? There's so many, alright? So we're not gonna worry about naming all the different things. What we're going to say is that's called storytelling. Okay? And so that's what I want you to look for in your own writing as well. Three different kinds of things. Now, another word for storytelling, okay, is narration. I think that's what we call your writing work, is we call it narrations. Anyway, so there's two different words for it, narrations and storytelling. And so this is what your homework assignment is going to be. What your homework assignment is going to be is, this is kind of the next step in seeing if you understand what we've discussed. I think you mostly do, but, you know, I could end up being wrong about this or that. So the next step in the work that we're going to do together on this is, you're going to take your own paragraph. So if you wrote number one, you're going to use number one, right? If you're going to write number two, well, you already have your narrations, so just don't worry about the number, but just you're going to take your own narrations. And you're going to figure out what you did. I mean, you already did it, but you're going to figure out what you did, and you're going to say it in terms of those three ideas. So watch this. This is the sheet that you're going to get. Pardon me while I organize it. Okay, this is the sheet that you're going to get. Okay, and it has three columns in it. And on the left-hand side, I have numbered the six basic facts of this story. So what's the first one? Patrick?
In the beginning, Athens had a monarchy.
Okay, right. We have that in everybody's narration. In the beginning, Athens had a monarchy. Fact number two. The Eupatrids made Athens into an aristocracy. Okay, so now what, and then it goes on and on, right? Solon ended at slavery. Pisistratus became a Tyrannos. The aristocrats took Athens back. Cleisthenes made a democracy. Those are the six basic facts of this story. Okay, now what I want you to do is I want you to look in your own paragraph and I want you to tell me, how did you connect those? What did you do to connect them? Okay? So, for instance, writer number one. In the beginning, Athens had a monarchy. The Eupatrids made Athens into an aristocracy. Well, what you can do here, might be helpful if you do it on a computer, is take the text in between the two basic facts and like turn it into another color, whatever you like, Purple is very pretty. Make it bold or what have you. Those are the things that you put in between the two. Right? Okay. So then that's what you write in your table. I'm going to copy and paste it, okay, to show you an example. That's what you write in your table. I keep using the wrong keys. Right here. Okay, that got a little bit big. Let me just adjust that. Okay, so that's your transition. You could kind of put, or if it's not a complete sentence, you could put dot, dot, dot there. Okay, so that's your transition. Right, that's what you put to connect these two facts. And then what I want you to do is notice here it says type of transition. And it says circle one or more. Okay, so if this was your transition, what would you circles got? What would you circle, guys? Patrick?
One or more.
It says circle one or more. So whichever one is true, you circle. So which one is it? Or which ones? Is there chronology? Is all you, what you do is you ask, is there chronology here?
Yes.
Okay.
One.
Yeah, so you would take, let me get my circle out. And then, wait a second, I got to make sure that it doesn't get in anybody else's way. So I would take my circle and I would circle, whoa!
Then.
I would circle chronology.
Oh,
okay. Circle more than one. Chronology, yes. Okay, does this include causation? What do you guys think? Is that there or not? Sigourney, is it there?
No.
No, it doesn't. Okay, that's neither bad nor good, right? We're just trying to find out what it is. Okay, so it doesn't have that. It has chronology, but it doesn't have causation. So you don't circle causation. What about narration? Does it have narration? Opal?
Yes.
Yes, it does, right? Because it has a bunch of text that is not, this is, and this is how you answer this one. So if you're not sure, does it have narration? Okay, then they've got two things you can do. One, you can say, well, narration, Mr. Powell said narration is storytelling. So that's one way that you can decide. Okay, you can say, well, does it have a storytelling quality? Okay, and the other thing you can do, which is a negative way of answering the question, is you can say, well, is there anything here that is not chronology and not causation? If there is something, then you have done what's called a process of elimination. So, is there something that's not chronology and not causation, Patrick? In this example? Is there narration? Okay, hold on. Let me look at this text, right? Let's look at this text right here. Monarchy is a government where one person rules. Is that chronology? Does it tell you the time things happened? No. Okay, say it out loud, please.
No.
Okay, does it tell you the cause of an event? Something happened because of what monarchy is?
I don't think so.
No, it doesn't say causation either. So we just did a process of elimination. But there's a bunch of text there, so what is it?
Narration.
It's narration. There you go. Exactly. So then you would take another circle, if I can get my circle or not. I don't know why I'm not able. There we go. I'm going to try to copy my circle and put it over there. All right, so this is what you... You would take your circle if you can grab it. And of course, if you're doing this on paper, then it's much easier than what I'm trying to do. And you would go like that. Okay? This is chronology, and this is narration. Okay? So, that's the exercise. Okay? So, let's just For the sake of having two good examples here, let's get one more for today, and then later for this weekend you'll have two easy examples to work with. Okay, so second fact, the Eupatrid made Athens into an aristocracy. And then what we do is the next one is Solon ended debt slavery. Okay, ready? We're going to be looking for what?
Something that connects.
Something that connects those. Exactly. We're going to look for the words that connect these two thoughts. Perfect. Okay, let's go find them. Okay, the Eupatrids made Athens into an aristocracy. Oh, now we start to have words. An aristocracy means the rule of the best. But in aristocracy, the Eupatrids enslaved the commoners. So, Solon ended that slavery in 594 BC. Okay, see that? I just took that. I'm going to use a different color. And I'm going to say, those are the words in between my basic facts. Right? And then I'm going to go take those, and I'm going to put them in my chart. I'm doing it using a computer. You probably will do it on paper with a pencil. Okay, and then I'm just going to make that smaller a bit so it's more manageable. Okay, and then I put dot, dot, dot over here. Okay, so folks, what do we have here? What do we have in this set of words? Do we have chronology? Start with that. Do we have chronology? And does not mean chronology, right? So that doesn't do it. Do we have chronology, Patrick?
But.
But? And but are not chronological. No, they are not. So, do we have it? Anybody else? Do we have something that says the order of events? Right? It's okay to get it wrong. No big deal, right? Sigourney?
So.
So, oh, wait a minute. Ooh, that one is a tricky one. That one's a tricky one. So, what would be a phrase that we could use instead of so?
Therefore.
Oh, and therefore is a good one. That's good. Therefore, so in other words, the reason for something. So what does that amount to? An answer to the question, why? Right? Because of something else. So here is actually which one? It'll be okay to get, this is tricky. Opal?
Causation.
Yeah, so was an example of causation. So this transition, right, includes causation. All right, so Solon did this thing. Okay, does it have chronology, though? Did we get chronology here? Opal?
No.
No, it doesn't focus on chronology. Now, chronology is kind of neat. Sometimes it's just there no matter what, right? Because if I say, I ate because I was hungry, is there chronology there? Up, up, up. Come on. Is there chronology in that statement? I ate because I was hungry. This is a trick question. Opal?
Sort of.
Oh, good answer.
Because if you were hungry, then you ate after you were hungry. Then you ate.
That is the perfect answer, Opal. Exactly. Sort of. Okay, because there's no chronology in the words being used, but there is what we call implicit. It's inside of the word because the chronology is in there, but it's not, you didn't use a word. So there's not really chronology here. But the neat thing is, when you have causation, you have chronology. Because you can't have an effect in front of a cause. So that's pretty cool. Okay, so good one on that one, Opal. Go ahead, Opal.
Oh, I didn't mean Dumb and Dumber.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so this hopefully was helpful. You've seen two examples from narration number one of what the writer did that gave, you know, the idea of one or the other here. And so you should be able then to look in your narration and find the words that you have used to connect. And then what you do is you circle which one of them did you do. Did you do chronology? Did you do causation? Did you do narration? And there's one other possibility. I'm not saying it happened in this particular narration, but there's one possibility, which is you have to write that you didn't have a transition. Okay, so you would just write none and you wouldn't circle anything, right? Because you didn't have one. And that's okay. It's just identifying something that happened and therefore we can work on it. Okay, so that is a possibility. All right, so there's three different examples of answers you might have that say one or the other, and that's pretty much what we need here. Okay, do you guys get the assignment? Do you want to ask any questions here before we go? Patrick?
This was a nice class, and I can't wait to see if I have all the examples to fill in the spaces.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that you're interested to investigate the work that you've done and learn more about it. I think that's a really great thing. So good luck with that. I think that if you learn to understand these ideas, you can become a really good historical writer, huh? And you will understand, first of all, the rise of Athenian democracy, but then you'll understand any kind of history as you read it. Or write it for yourself. Yeah, good. All right, great. Well done, everybody. Thank you for your contributions. I will be sending out the exact homework assignment and there'll be a document with the homework assignment. There'll be an empty sheet like this, which you get to fill in. So you should probably print it out and fill it in. Or if you got some kind of editing software, you can go ahead and do that. But don't do that at the expense of getting the work done, right? So just do it the easiest way possible. And then send me the results. You can send it to me by Monday. And then we can discuss it as well. And then, of course, the thing will be that if we don't all have causation and we don't know what it is, we better discuss it as a team. And make sure that we figure out what the causation is so that we can understand the story. That'll be our next step. Opal, go ahead.
This computer doesn't... I'm not at home right now, and I'm just using a portable computer that can't print, and I don't know how to do it online. What should I do? Should I just write it all out?
No, you should probably ask a grown-up for a solution to that problem. Because we live in a world of multiple information technology solutions. So somebody will know what to do. Okay? Whether it's just going to the neighbors or going to FedEx or something along those lines. You'll be surprised at how many solutions there are to that problem in the next 3 days. Okay, so you know what? That's all the time we've got, folks. So good luck with your homework. Thank you very much. It was a really good discussion. So have a good weekend and talk to you on Monday. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Mr. Powell.